I had so much fun last time when I interviewed my favorite childhood villain in 2023 that I tracked him down in Toledo, Ohio for a round two. This time, we discussed all kinds of stuff, including Zack Snyder's controversial take on Superman, the possibilities of seeing Nuclear Man pop up again in the future, and Fritos.
Fritos.
Crunch, 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 crunch levels, levels of crunch.
What are your thoughts on 2013's Man of Steel?
I liked the film. It was very visual. I liked the choice of actors, fantastic. So it was a welcome back. Great costume. Good film.
It's also a very controversial film, I think, because people aren't used to seeing Superman in a real-world scenario like that, where he has to make difficult decisions. There's going to be a lot of casualties. It's definitely a film that divided the fan base.
That, I do agree with that. There was a lot more violence than I was used to seeing. A lot more people dying in that one.
Right. But once again, I mean, you know, even if you take Nuclear Man versus Superman in a real-world scenario where people have powers like that, there's going to be casualties, you know?
Yeah, hopefully, yes. That was my intent.
What about the 2025 reboot under the direction of James Gunn?
Very excited to see it. Wide open to the possibilities. Great actor, good director, great director. So yes, looking forward to it, as always.
James Gunn is an absolute masterclass when it comes to storytelling. And here's the thing, I have some doubts about the suit, not because the red trunks are returning. I'm actually glad about that. Mm-hmm. But I think it's really intriguing. Well, if you just look at James Gunn's previous work, I mean, Guardians of the Galaxy trilogy, everything that he's given us, the Suicide Squad, Peacemaker, he's an absolute goat when it comes to storytelling.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And I the same thing about the costume we were talking about. It's a bit controversial when you're seeing it, but I want it to be the movie of the year. That's what I'm hoping for.
I think all of us want that, you know, at the end of the day. And it looks like a return to form. Like, Christopher Reeve's right here behind you. It really is the closest thing that we've probably seen to that old-school Superman in a while.
I agree.
Besides Christopher Reeve, who is your favorite Superman actor, movies or TV?
I haven't watched a lot of the TV, so I do like Cavill, I must say. Good Superman, good for the part, good sensitivity, and which made me think of Chris in that way.
You like
Absolutely.
Brandon.
Brandon.
You like Brandon. You had a great time
yeah,
with him.
Yes, Brandon Routh. Fantastic in that role. That was a great to see Superman Returns come back with him. I thought he did a wonderful job. And in person, what a lovely man.
The film is definitely a return to that Donner-esque style, right?
It is.
Yeah, I think that my personal favorite is Cavill. He just embodies the character in such a, you know, I mean, that physique, oh my gosh, that guy is a mountain of a man. I mean, I don't know that we'll ever find someone that's that, you know, jacked in the role of Superman again.
Give me a year.
Oh, watch out, Superman, watch out.
I am the father now.
If you got the opportunity to be a part of the DCU, what role would interest you the most?
I can't say that I know a lot of the characters of the universe. Anything where it's a mysterious, dark character, I'd love to play that.
You know, I can totally see you in an Elseworlds like DC, because they've already cast Lex Luthor. We know that Nicholas Holt is playing Lex Luthor. But I can totally see him with your voice and your imposing figure. I could see him as an alternate version of Lex Luthor.
Too good to be true.
It's too good to be true.
Would you be opposed to that?
Opposed? No. Throw me in there. It'll be a dangerous set, I promise.
Nuclear Man versus Black Adam. Who's going to win in that fight?
Oh, it's Nuclear Man.
The question is, how badly will Nuclear Man beat Black Adam to a pulp?
I will give him a chance, because you got to make him look good. Also, it can't be that easy.
Right. Well, also, I think I heard somewhere that in The Rock's contract that he can't get hit too many times or something along those lines, so maybe he wouldn't be getting hit a whole lot on screen, but either way, we know who will win.
That's right.
Okay, what about Supergirl? I've seen a lot, when you Google Nuclear Man, there's a lot of fan art of Nuclear Man versus Supergirl for some reason. And every time you see any of this fan art, you see Nuclear Man holding Supergirl above his head.
Yes, yes. That's a great piece, isn't it?
Absolute art. Martin Scorsese may say that comic book movies aren't cinema, but that is art at its finest right there.
I agree.
The Nuclear Man character was brought back in the comics in 2018 Superman Volume 5, Number 2, for all the mega nerds out there. Rogal Zar defeats Nuclear Man, who is trapped in the Phantom Zone along with him. Potential for the character to return again in the future. I see so much potential. I can see that character popping up in one of Warner Brothers' Injustice games. There's Injustice 3 is potentially on the horizon. How cool would it be to not only see Nuclear Man pop up in that video game, but be voiced by the man himself?
Oh, give me a shot at that. I would love to use my voice.
And I think that, you know, we talked about James Gunn earlier. If there was potential for Nuclear Man to return on the big screen, it would definitely be under the direction of James Gunn, someone who took an obscure character like Polka Dot Man and made him so relevant. You know, it's crazy. I think that James Gunn could really take that character and reboot it in some sort of way, like twist it, contort it, and really turn Nuclear Man into an iconic character.
Let's speak soon about that.
Yeah, James Gunn. Come on. I mean, what'd you think, man? Best guilty pleasure fast food?
Fritos.
Okay.
Fritos. Just give me a bag of the dip size. It lasts 10 minutes. It's gone.
Wow. You really like Fritos.
There's something about it.
What about like, you know, fast food restaurants, Taco Bell, Wendy's, Burger King? What you think?
Taco Bell's not bad, I must say. I don't get to fast food that often, so.
Can you see this man's physique? Does he look like he eats any fast food?
What was it like? You know, we recently learned of the passing of the literal icon in Gene Hackman. What was it like working with Gene Hackman on the set of Superman 4?
Fantastic days. And watching him work, watching his professionalism, like I said early, rehearse, and then watching him in character. And we were just speaking about him in person. He's actually rather soft spoken.
The term GOAT gets thrown around a lot. But with Gene Hackman, I mean, two-time Oscar winner, multiple award winner in Hollywood, I mean, he really is on that Mount Rushmore.
Yes, he is.
What was it like working with Christopher Reeve?
Wonderful to work with. Very compatible as far as strength and prowess and move, same height. Willingness to take chances and to experiment. So everything about working with Chris, especially fighting on the moon, was such a great joy. I wish that have it end.
Thanks again to Mark Pillow for taking time out of his day to talk with a nerd like me. Let me know in the comments what I should ask Mark if I ever have an opportunity to interview him for a third time. Mark Pillow's Nuclear Man probably gets brought up at least on a monthly basis on this channel. So if you love Nuclear Man as much as I do, check out some of our content. Check us out on the other socials, whether that be Twitter, TikTok, or Instagram. And as always, have a good one.